Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel. We're talking cattle on feed in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
On a regular basis, USDA releases cattle on feed numbers. This past Friday, the numbers were released by Uncle Sam. 1% more cattle on feed than a year ago, about 5% more placed than a year ago, and 7% more marketed than a year ago. Cattle market watcher Daryl Peel joining us today from OSU. Daryl, what's your first impression of this report?
Well, I think the main thing from the standpoint of pre-report expectations is this report was pretty well anticipated. I don't think there's any surprises here. The placement number is actually a little bit smaller than average, but more importantly, within the range of estimates. The marketing's number was just about dead on, and the on-feed total for April 1st also very much as expected. So from that standpoint, you know, no real surprises in this report that I think the market should react to. That's not to say that we couldn't see some reaction.
Daryl, seems like that, of course, a month ago we had very, very big placement number compared to a year ago. And this number you mentioned is a little bit less than what traders were expecting, but still we are again above a year ago. What does that tell you?
Well, it confirms what we know is happening. I mean, we knew on January 1 with the inventory estimates that the feeder supply was up. You know, we began herd expansion in 2014, and by the time you get to 2016, that means there's more feeder cattle coming through the pipeline. And so, you know, February was a big number, and that caused a little bit of reaction. But the fact that we're up year over year is something we're going to see for many more months to come as we proceed with this herd expansion that is now reached a point where that feeder supply pipeline is coming into the feedlots. And of course, that means then that we're going to translate this into increased slaughter coming out of the feedlot and increased beef production from this point forward.
Daryl, let's talk about that marketing's number, what it perhaps tells us, most notably what it tells us about how current we are right now in our feedlots.
We've spent the last couple of months, 3 or 4 months really, kind of getting this feedlot situation kind of cleaned up. The marketing's number was relatively strong. When you couple that with what we see happening this last week in particular, the weekly carcass weights showed a fairly pronounced seasonal decline in both steer and heifer carcass weights. That's encouraging and kind of confirms that. And if you look at the quarterly on-feed numbers, there's something that's changed in this report that we haven't seen for quite a while. The heifers on-feed as of April 1st on the quarterly estimates were up year over year for the first time in about 14 quarters. And again, that's indicative of the fact that feeder supplies are beginning to grow. Probably also confirms that we're slowing down the rate of heifer retention. Not to say that we're not doing that. I think we still are.
Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Limousine and Limflex production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 7th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. Some 150 head are being sold as 101 lots, including 50 purebred and Limflex fall pairs. For more information or to receive a catalog, call 580-597-3006 or visit the website at www.hallchr.com. The number again, 580-597-3006.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.